Vikandos Gabra Dilemis Cobron Dilemiandarariasot. Ujamandarandis Kipreteririasot. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you are teaching us how to steward well what you have given us. Lord, thank you that as your people listen today, that you will give them divine direction, and you will give them divine instruction, so that we will not move ahead of you, and that we will move out of your timing, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned over the years from the Word of God. And I believe that if, you know, we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources God has entrusted to us. And hopefully, we'll be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. The truth is, some of these scriptures in context have nothing to do with finances. But if we can take the principle from it and, you know, add it to our money management toolkit and use it, it will help us to be better stewards. So today, we're going to be talking about J-O-B. But this time, J is for jurisdiction. Let's get started. So my scripture is going to be coming from Jeremiah 1 verse 10. And I am going to be reading the Amplified Classic Version. So it says, "See, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." So if you're not familiar with this scripture, Jeremiah chapter 1, God calls the prophet Jeremiah and tells him his assignment, and he gives him his, you know, his jurisdiction. He said, you know, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you intimately. I had a divine plan for you before I gave you life, and I set you apart and I chose you to be mine. You are my prophetic gift to the nations." So, since we're talking about jurisdiction, I wanted to look at what does that even mean. And according to Google, jurisdiction means the territory or sphere of activity over which the legal authority of a court or other institution extends. And so it gave us some synonyms like territory, region, province, district, area, zone, domain, and realm, right? So I don't know if we realize, but sometimes we attract unnecessary expenses because we try to function outside of our jurisdiction. So what does this have to do with financial stewardship? Well, the real question is, what does this have to do with my J-O-B, my job? Well, first of all, I want us to shift from the mindset of J-O-B, meaning just over broke, and shift to looking at it from an eternal perspective. The reality is that there are souls within a region, there are resources, both human resources, natural resources, that are connected to a region that God entrusts to his ambassadors, the steward. He entrusts these things to us for us to govern them, to watch over them, to rule over them. But sometimes we allow our financial ambitions or our financial dissatisfactions to shift us out of our jurisdiction. Yes, we do. The Bible says, "I have this day appointed you to oversight of the nations I have appointed you to oversight of this particular area. As kingdom ambassadors, we have to be disciplined in our finances. We have to be disciplined in what has been allocated to us by God so that we do not become a slave to mammon, so that God can place us on a job and our ability to dominate isn't compromised. Joseph had this amazing dream, that he was going to be do all the, be great. He dreamt of his brothers bowing down to him, but God sent him to a prison. God allowed him to end up in a prison, and the Bible said that he dominated in that prison. I'm just paraphrasing, right? God said that he became successful in that place. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I find myself. And from prison, he wrote several letters. I keep emphasizing prison because some of us see our jobs as a prison. We make statements like, if you're Jamaican, you're gonna say, them I work me like a slave, or I'm a gun pan the slave, or it's like Egypt or being in bondage, let my people go. We make statements like that when it comes to our job. And the reality is that I'm not telling you to be content with surviving and not thriving. No, that's not what I'm saying. And I'm not encouraging you to suppress your dream of becoming an entrepreneur, right? Oh, by the way, some of us aren't really graced to be entrepreneurs because, entrepreneurship is not for the lazy or the complainers, but that's just a side note. What I'm doing is that I am charging you to rule well, to represent well, to dominate, to make an impact in the jurisdiction God has placed you in. I'm charging you to not allow the spirit of mammon to seduce you out of position. I'm charging you to not dim your light in that area, in that domain, or to withhold yourself because, they're not paying me for this. Right? That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. When you become a great steward of your finances, it gives you the advantage, or it gives you the ability to not have to compromise. You don't have to be seduced out of place. You can stay where you are and flourish and be content and excel and advance right in that place. It's the power of being a good steward over your finances. And that's what I'm saying. I'm encouraging you to rule well where you are. No more hopping from job to job. That's my charge to you today. No more hopping from job to job. No more instability. Zebra da basuta. No more instability. No more looking for the next big thing. May you govern your jurisdiction well. May you complete your term. May you not move out of another job before your time. Yes, I know they don't pay you well enough, but I'm praying that you won't move before your time, that you will wait for God to reassign you. That you will allow God to give you the wisdom to manage what you are getting, to manage what you have. That is my prayer for you today. So I hope that this got you thinking, that you reevaluated your job. I hope you have a new appreciation for the job that you have. I hope that you begin to see opportunities for you to grow and develop and to become better in that area where God has allowed you to work. And I pray that when it is time for you to transition from that job, Allah Kushayada Mbasi, that you will transition well. Yeah, that is my prayer for you today. Rule well. Labasuta Lamadia Labasiti. Make an unforgettable impact in that jurisdiction, in that space, in that place. Make an indelible mark in that place. And allow God to get some glory out of you being there. Right? I hope that this blessed you. Thank you again for joining me here on Open Pockets. God bless you. Bye.